Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyone notice he's played the same rejoin every segment? Or does it just sound that way?
No, I hear that.
It's just loud drums and guitars.
That is not an eclectic view, Andy.
No, it isn't.
That is heavy metal, good stuff.
I wouldn't confuse Andy in an eclectic view on music.
You'd be surprised.
Well, that's true. You were how old were you in your Spotify Wrapped?
20, and that's with George Strait mixed in.
You say you don't like no music, but then you'll be like singing these like random songs all the time.
Well, that's the weird thing is I do actually kind of had a widespread eclectic selection.
Yeah,
taste.
Within like an 8-year period in the late 90s and early 2000s.
Well, there's more than that. There's some early country. There's some show tunes. I always covered up back in the day.
Show tunes?
I don't know if show tunes is proper, but like Jesus Christ Superstar. That's always in a lot of my rotations.
Musical theater. Like that. Show tunes makes it sound
shake
more
your
like
head at me.
Guys and Dolls.
I'm not sure you've said something more surprising to me than that.
Oh, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening?
Yeah.
I mean,
Fitzy, am I losing my mind, or is this a little out of character for the Andy we know?
Yeah, I know he likes a couple of shows, and
maybe
also
don't judge me.
His daughter does the musical theater, so he's into it in that capacity.
Dang,
and yes, he's about to tell you that he saw Hamilton as well.
I've seen Hamilton. I've seen many of them. I'm big. I've been into a lot of them. The Wickeds, the Lion Kings, the Phantom of the
Sick
Opera.
Brag, bro.
Love them all.
Yep, and that's why we'll find you defying gravity. It's interesting, Alpha, but you're also wearing green today.
I am wearing some green today, and I am looking forward to whatever the back end of the... Even though they annoyed the hell out of me, because when you make a movie and then basically just cut it down the middle and don't make it really a sequel, it's one continuous thing that you planned all along to screw me out of a second ticket at the movie theater. It annoys me, but I do want to see it.
Did you want to go see a five-hour version of Wicked?
No, cut it down. Make your story better. I don't know. Figure it out. That's your job. Anyway, my job is to move this right along to the NFL slate this weekend. Fitzy, I know you've been talking about it all week. You were very excited about last night's game where the Lions got the job done. The Cowboys kind of may have derailed their hopes, even though they don't believe they have. But it is a really interesting weekend, and you asked Giardi about it. I think the game for me to watch, the game of the weekend,
game of the week,
is absolutely the Bengals and Bills, two of, I think, a lot of people's favorite quarterbacks to watch if it's not your team's quarterback. But also, the Bills clawing for their life in terms of still being supposed Super Bowl contenders, and the Bengals clawing for their lives in terms of, can they really do this? Can they really dig out of this hole and make a late season run? So is that your first choice on the weekend, Fitzy?
100%, because I love Sunday Night Football as much as the next guy, but like, come on. Sunday Night Football, the kids are going to bed, you're making lunches for the week. There's always a lot of stuff going on. It's difficult to watch it live and enjoy it as much as you know. Like a 1 o'clock game, it's perfect. You clean up the yard, you do a little tree, decorate and wrap and whatever. Like nothing better than slugging back some bevs, having some snacks, get the whole family centered around the old tube and watch some football. Oh, and by the way, two of the four best quarterbacks in the NFL happen to be playing in this game. Like you said, one trying to give themselves an outside shot at holding on to the title in the division they've had the last 5 years. The other one trying to climb out of a miserable hole that a lack of defense created. And if Joe Burrow can pull this off and run the table from getting back in versus the Ravens to the end of the season, holy magic act. Like that would be spectacular. I don't put it past him.
I don't put it past him either, Dan Ballin. If Joe Burrow pulls this off, He might be the answer to which team do you not want to see come to Gillette Stadium, because if there's a team that can beat the Patriots in a shootout, I think it's going to be the Joe Burrow, I got this team into the playoffs, now I'm going to go deeper into the playoffs, I don't care who you are on the other side of the ball.
Yeah, and that's also a Joe Burrow with a little bit to prove.
Yeah.
More than I'm just a guy who was incredible in college, a lot of draft pedigree, had some pretty good playoff performances, and then just became injury prone for the rest of my career. So that's an upset Joe Burrow that I wouldn't want to face. The one that I'm keeping an eye on, in addition to the game that that Fitzy mentioned, Colts and Jags.
Yes, love it.
A game that I don't think we thought could spell the end or continue to spell the end for the Indianapolis Colts.
Some of us have bet on it.
Oh, quick little Jags money line, little spread,
The Colts to miss the playoffs at plus 235, I think I got.
I mean, put the pieces together.
Wow.
Daniel Jones is hurt. The schedule that they played during the rest of the season is brutal. And you have the Bengals who are on their way back up, the Bills who are still in the mix, the Chargers are still in the mix, and you can't count out the Kansas City Chiefs until they are physically dead and buried. So if there's one team that looks like it could fall out, they're already trailing the Jags in their division based on quality of win, I think was the one thing that differentiated. But yeah, I'm watching that one a lot. And I think I'm also rooting for the Colts because I do not worry about them in the slightest if I'm facing them in a first-round series, personally.
So you want the Colts in the playoffs so you can dismiss the Colts and move on to the next round?
If I'm looking at this from a Patriots perspective, yes, I want the Colts in, and if I could avoid Jacksonville, I worry more about Jacksonville than I do Indy.
Same. I think Jacksonville is sneaky in the AFC this year. Could be like an ugly-ass Super Bowl contender.
Yeah.
Like, they've played some tough games. Their schedule is definitely better than the Patriots. If you get the good Trevor Lawrence, like, they can be a good football team. It's my whole theory, and I think we said we'd put a pin in this at some point. Could we end up with one of the ugliest-ass Super Bowls of all time this year if you get, like, Seattle, Jacksonville?
Panthers-Jags.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Boy.
I wonder, is this a year where it all goes so – it's so competitive. There's so much parity.
Who would love that? Why do we need blue bloods? Why do we need the same – like,
because they stink. They're not that good.
Trevor Lawrence stinks.
Well, he kind of stinks. He's the most disappointing generational talent in the history of generational talents. The guy has not lived up to any of the billing.
$55 million a year worth of stink?
Yeah, it doesn't go as far as it used. He's not that bad, but he's not that good. He's one of those, like, just mediocre,
Telling you, he's the new Kirk Cousins. He is the grocery stick by which you measure. Is he better than average or worse than average?
I'm going to say he's not as good as Kirk Cousins.
Really?
I call him Ocean State Job Lot John Elway. It gives you half the goods, you know. Like, he's a big dude. He can run well. He's got a cannon for an arm. They're playing great. It's a lot of it has to do with their defense as well. And I think their defense will give fits to the Colts as well. Now, the Colts should be able to get home a little bit because I believe Jacksonville is missing their starting left tackle. But the Colts are a mess. And I have 100% been on board with them missing the playoffs, which I think is also riding tandem with the rise of the Texans as a force in the AFC South.
So the other 1 o'clock game that is somewhat interesting, always interesting because it's a rivalry, it's a division game, Steelers and Ravens. The Ravens still trying to figure it out who they are. They just signed Mark Andrews to a contract extension. Lamar is not Lamar right now.
And he's hurt again.
Well, and he
has.
Now,
what is it with this guy?
If you look at Orlovsky's been big on this, I think he was the one posting some of the clicks of like Lamar one on one with somebody in space. And you're like, ooh, dude's about to get embarrassed. And then you're like, wait, dude made the tackle? That doesn't happen to Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
He just isn't. I don't know if it's quickness, speed, just the faith in his leg. I think it was a hamstring he was coming back from. I don't know what it is, but Lamar is not like the most dangerous man in football right now.
And that emphasizes the part of the game that he is the worst at, which is standing in the pocket and throwing. Like, I mean, he is he is a 55-60% completion rate passer who is being kind. That's at his very best, who obviously makes a lot of defenders miss because he's so incredibly athletic, more so than anybody else in football. But yeah, if you take away Fitzy any percentage of his ability to be an athlete and get outside the pocket and essentially be a second running back on every play, then he just kind of brings you average quarterback play otherwise.
Yeah, if he's not threatening you with, you know, 8 runs for 90 yards and 2 touchdowns, the way he was. If like if it's just not there, you know, from chest down this year for Lamar, then I think a lot of people would gladly say, oh, okay, so all I have to do is just make sure that we put a spy on Lamar, that it can actually keep up with him and contain and set the edge accordingly, and it's going to be him looking for Zay Flowers, Rashad Bateman, Mark Andrews, Isaiah Likely, one of which is guaranteed to fumble in a big game because that's what these guys do. I'll take it.
So we're going to talk to Brian Furzocco at 4:45. It's a Furzocco Friday, but that's going to be with the Celtics. We don't let him talk football because he only knows NBA. He's a Bears fan, and I'm sure he has some opinions on the Fraud Bowl at 4:25.
The Fraud Bowl?
A little bit. It's not frog. I said fraud. Fraud protection. The Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers, I think, are both fraudulent football teams. Packers have some great wins and some ugly losses, and I think the Bears live by the turnover. I think both of these teams are set up to be true frauds heading into the postseason. Yes, I know the Bears right now are indeed the number one seed, so I'm doing a little bit of what we probably don't like of pointing the finger at the fraud Patriots, who shouldn't really be the number one seed. But I do not believe in the Bears, and I don't believe in the Packers anymore either.
So who comes out of the NFC North, and do you believe in any one of those games, those teams as a playoff team?
Yes, I think they're all playoff caliber teams.
Okay.
The Bears, the Packers, and the Lions. I think they're at, not the Vikings. The Vikings are playing some of the worst football you're ever going to see.
Okay, that's UNH's Max Brosmer, ladies and gentlemen.
Poor guy.
26-0.
Guy.
26-0.
Kevin O'Connell, the quarterback whisperer. The quarterback whisperer, not so smart anymore. Not just roll any quarterback out there and I'll turn him into a stud. Like
it's most. It's just not
wait,
all.
Not this
wait
year.
Till JJ goes on a run starting this
JJ
Sunday,
sucks.
Baby.
So, I mean, maybe the run starts this week, but if so, it'll be a one-off. It'll be like me in the pick six. He needs to string some together before anyone will have any belief that J.J. McCarthy can play in the National Football
How
League.
How do you tap in? Is this like a sports psychologist you need to tap in? How do you get that the mindset of nine? You know how he turns into
nine? Oh, yeah, no, I know nine.
Into nine?
Yeah.
How do you tap into that so that he doesn't suck for three quarters and then has like one drive where he's nine?
Well, my advice would be get the best offensive line, the best running game, the best defense, the best coaching, and do all of that, and then he'll be a fine quarterback.
Oh, perfect.
You surround him with that, and he'll be fine.
Oh, that's it.
Give him the old top five roster.
Yeah.
And then the night game, Sunday Night Football, is indeed a very interesting battle. What'd you call it? The end of the kingdom or whatever is coming on Sunday night?
The death of the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Kingdom.
Yeah, on NBC and Peacock, the Chiefs and the Texans. This is going to be fun. And I am absolutely no idea who you root for if you're a Patriots fan in this game. Because whoever wins, obviously, it helps their playoff chances. I don't think you want to see either of those two football teams for very different reasons.
Right.
Very, very different reasons. The Texans ride that defense. Those edge rushers are scary as hell for Drake May in this offensive line, in this offense. And then for the Chiefs, it's, well, he's Patrick Mahomes. I know he's 0-whatever in one-score games, but it's Patrick Mahomes. It's the playoffs. They always go to the AFC title game. Who are you rooting for in this game?
It's the devil you know and the devil you don't. The devil you know is that the Houston Texans defense is unbelievable and can make your life living hell as an opposing quarterback, especially if your offensive line is not hurt. That's the devil you know.
Mm.
The devil you don't is, well, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, they're the boogeyman. They don't lose when they get into a playoff. All they need to do is get in and anything's possible. So for me, I guess I have to root for the devil. I don't. I can't definitively prove that the Chiefs are the exact same team that they've been in years past versus I can prove that the Houston Texans defense is nasty and something I don't want Drake May to have to deal with. So yeah, give me Chiefs,
Drake,
I guess.
Drake May's first start, Dan Ball, in the NFL was against
Houston.
The Houston Texans, and he threw three touchdown passes. Now, granted, he threw a couple picks and got sacked a bunch of times, but that was last year when the line was low, brown, God only knows on the right-hand side, you know,
right
Caden
now
Wallace
it's low,
or
brown.
Low, brown, Caden Wallace. It'll be healthier by the time they potentially were to match up in the playoffs. I can't help but root for the Texans this Sunday just because I love what they're doing, and I, you know, it's time for the 2009 year, 2009 Patriots version of the Chiefs to kind of sink into the sand. And then if they really want to prove that they have aspirations and the longevity to establish their own double dynastic run, they've gone to a bunch of Super Bowls. They've won three. Cool. Great story, bro. Now what you have to do is reload the roster and prove that you actually have the drive and the all the other intangibles and the commitment that Kraft and Belichick and Brady and company did when they rebooted halfway through. And then you saw what happened over those 10 years.
I struggle with this whole rooting for a reason, like, oh, to help the Patriots, this and that. I'll be rooting for Houston because I like the physicality of that football team. It's kind of like what Giardi said about the Patriots defense, and you could hear the excitement in his voice, like physical play. That defense is fun to watch. And Nico Collins plays that way as a wide receiver. He is a wide receiver that he looks to run you over if you're a defensive back. He plays with like a fullback's mentality when he catches the ball. So I just kind of, I've always liked D'Amico Ryans. I kind of like that,
very
that
good
Houston
coach.
Team.
Very good coach.
I kind of like the makeup of that team. So I'll be rooting for Houston in that game. I like Andy Reid. I don't like anything else really in Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes annoys me more by the game, the week, the month, the year. Kelsey is not very likable. I saw a good meme making the rounds on the internet. It was like the top five most unlikable tight ends in the NFL, and it was Travis Kelsey, Taylor Swift's fiance, that guy on the Chiefs that no one likes. And it was, he really is. He's not likable. There's nothing there to like. His brother, Jason, very likable. So I'll absolutely be rooting for the Texans in that. And then Monday Night Football, Eagles and Chargers.
That's a good Monday Night Football game.
In theory, it is. Now, the problem is,
where's the fraud bowl declaration on this?
There feels like a little fraud bowl there, right?
No question it does.
I mean, some of it for the Chargers is injuries. I mean, I don't know how many teams can lose both their tackles and still put forth a,
yeah,
you know, representative product out there. And now you have, I saw some video. He's doing his whole thing with the, he had surgery, Justin Herbert, on his left hand. So I'll be watching that. You guys know I'm interested in how he hands off when he's going to the right, his right, and normally would hold it with your left hand, and that whole thing that Josh Allen went through. And then the Eagles, it's just like, I feel like the Eagles, the best way to describe their season is the, when you send it on text to a friend, WTF question mark. Like, what the bleep is going on with the Eagles, and when do you snap out of it, or is this just who you are for this year? You're going to be infuriating to your fans and anyone who watches your stupid games.
I think you're infuriating with a dash of I still have enough talent in there somewhere to beat anybody on any given week. Like, don't you expect them to just kind of wake up in the matter of a moment? I would expect
them.
Yeah,
but them, we're 13 weeks in.
Yeah, I know, but that's the thing. Like, I still am just holding on to this, like, it's right there.
Saquon Barkley is like one of those bad Disney movies. He lost his powers.
Right.
He's a bad running back right now behind a bad line.
Right. So, you know, how much is Saquon? How much is just the aging of the entire offensive unit? How much is people aren't scared of Jalen Hurts because he's not that good of a quarterback? I had to make sure I mixed that one in there because we're talking about the Eagles.
Wow.
But
Andy Hart of you, and I love it.
Well, it's true. But yeah, I still,
so sad.
I look at the roster and just go, it's there. I feel like it's within my grasp of seeing the same Super Bowl caliber team. But Fitzy, it for whatever reason, the pieces of the puzzle just don't puzzle this year.
Well, what's puzzling about them is their, or I should say, it starts with Sirianni and the lack of creativity on offense. Like, they're predictable. It's like people. Mm-hmm. You can just call out their plays in advance. People know what they're running, and they've got two of the 12 best wide receivers in football. Should have been a top five running back and a good tight end, and a quarterback coming off an MVP level performance in a decimation of the dynastic Chiefs. This is, and their defense is loaded with people that would be the best player if taken and placed on any other team's defense. And yet it's not, the math isn't mathing. It starts to me with Sirianni, like, you could literally go from your team at the top of the game to wondering if you are the answer long-term as the head coach of the franchise. It's wild.
All right, should be a fun weekend of football, even though we don't have the Patriots to watch, but we also don't have the Patriots to worry about. We know they ain't losing this week, so the win streak continues, right? 11 weeks in a row, they'll have not lost.
So go Bengals, right? Yep. Go Bengals.
Yep. Bengals.
Not that it's going to happen, but go Raiders.
Yeah, good luck with that.
I'm just saying you can throw them in there.
Anything is possible.
Go. Do we have a favorite other than just a good game in Houston and Kansas City?
I would like the Jaguars to win because the Colts can suck it.
Okay, that's also fair.
And I bet on it.
Go from a strength of schedule perspective, I think it's better if the Ravens win as well.
Okay, so we're rooting for those teams over the weekend. Have yourself a beverage, as Fitzy said. Enjoy some football, relax, and get back to action with the Patriots next week. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, couple big things. First, we got the QB under the tree. We're giving away another Patriots quarterback autographed football.
Let's go.
Could be the present quarterback, could be a past quarterback, could be anybody. We've run the gamut so far, so we're going to keep giving them away. Today is Friday's
Steve Grogan.
Could be. You never know. Could be anybody, Fitzy. That's up next, but also up next, we're going to have a little fun. We're going to presume or assume that Bill Belichick is indeed elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
First ballot?
First ballot, baby. Oh. See you in August, baby, which means he needs to pick a presenter, somebody who will introduce him in Canton. Who could that be? We'll take a serious stab at it and maybe a not-so-serious stab at it up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.